Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Last year, I was sweating my booty off. Me and Lainey, my girl Lainey Wilson, we were playing this stage that was in the middle of the field, and it had no cover. It was the middle of the day, and I just remember I like brought these ice bags, and I was shoving them in my boots and shoving them in my bra, and then I got out there to the stage, and Lainey's in her whole like bell-bottom thing, and I'm like, girl. And I just took my ice packs out and just like handed them to her. I was like, you gotta cool down.
What's up, y'all? This is Bailey Zimmerman.
Miranda Lambert here.
I'm Jelly Roll.
And I'm Megan Maroney.
Country Heat Weekly starts now.
Hello from Nashville. I'm Kelly Sutton here with my co-host Amber Anderson. We are back at the Amazon Music Country Heat House after an incredible weekend at Stagecoach.
We had the best time.
Yeah, we did.
And the best weather.
Yes.
Can't complain about that this year at all. Thanks to everyone who tuned in to our live stream coverage. We had two channels this year on Amazon Prime Video and Twitch.
We love having you guys with us all weekend long. It was just like a big Stagecoach viewing party, really.
It really was. So we have a lot to recap from this weekend, but let's start with performances. What was your performance highlight, Kelly?
Okay, first, I just want to say that all the performances were awesome. All of our contenders this year were very strong. Uh-huh. So thank you for putting your name in the hat. But the overall winner, taking home the crown of Stagecoach champion this year, is Post Malone, for sure. It was the 90s country hits for me. He brought out Dwight Yoakam, Sarah Evans, Brad Paisley. I mean, there was not one song that I wasn't singing along to. So for me, that was like the overall winner. So much fun.
It was fun to watch you watching Post Malone. I mean, I was jamming out too, but I was like, man, watching Kelly is so much fun. She is like
living my best life.
Yeah, it was so fun. Well, you know, and Brad pretty much joined the band.
Right.
At the end of the set, Post goes out and signs autographs. Brad's just up there shredding on guitar, just vamping with the band. And I did see that he posted on social some pictures from the night saying, you belong in country music, Posty.
We'll just have to keep building a bigger table because so many people want to come eat. And we love it.
Yes. I love it.
Okay. Favorite performance for you?
Again, I'm with you. There were so many standout moments and so many great performances. Everybody that took the stage, like, you got our attention because a lot of them we just had to listen to backstage and stuff. But I would say for me, it would be our boy Jelly Roll, because he just, it was Friday night. I feel like his high energy set. He also had a lot of covers, but we're talking like DMX and Eminem, like on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. But it was still a Jelly Roll set. And he just got everyone going, and I feel like it really set the tone for the rest of the festival. It's Jelly Roll.
And he really was the one that started the parade of special guests.
Oh, yeah. And we knew this set was going to be different because he said so. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'll never do this set anywhere else. And he delivered. But he did. He brought out Maddie and Tay, Ernest, and then All I Do Is Win started playing. We knew. He brought out T-Pain, and then they did their Amazon original cover of Should Have Been a Cowboy. But my biggest regret of the weekend is that I did not get to meet my fellow Florida boy, T-Pain. I was really, really hoping that would happen.
I know. I was hoping that that would happen for you.
It's okay.
You know, if he's listening, you're welcome to come hang out with us and do the podcast.
Yes, we would love to have you, T-Pain. We would love to have you. Absolutely. And talk about all things Florida Panhandle.
Jelly Roll really was all over the... everywhere we looked, we're like, is that... and we would listen and go, wait, who's on stage? Oh, that's Jelly Roll. Jelly mm-hmm. Roll... we dubbed Jelly Roll the mayor of Stagecoach because he popped back up with Ernest and Nickelback. He did a cooking demo with Guy Fieri. He even came out on stage with Willie Nelson. I was in the merch line and you're like, Kelly, look.
Kelly's buying merch with her back to the stage. And I'm like, Kelly, turn around and look what's happening. It's Willie Nelson and family.
Yes.
Ernest, Jelly Roll, and Charlie Crockett.
It was so crazy. Funny. So you know, funny. He said it during his set, and I co-sign. Jelly Roll will be headlining that festival soon.
He will. No doubt. And I love that he actually stood up there and called that shot. So
yes,
when it happens, it's like he told you guys. But speaking of Willie.
Yes.
We have to talk about how great he sounded. He played the day before his 91st birthday.
That was magical for a number of reasons, because not only did he do 18 songs in 45 minutes, which I have laughed when I've seen him in the past, it almost feels like you got to keep up with him because he doesn't stop mm-hmm. in between songs.
It's I see that.
You're off to the races with Willie.
Yep.
Buckle up. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also like right at sunset, it was getting a little bit like of that golden hour mm-hmm. light, and the wind was blowing his braids and it was just gorgeous. It was this beautiful California evening, and we were watching Willie Nelson and his family on stage, and then like his granddaughter and great granddaughter, they were all out there on stage. It was cute.
Oh my gosh, the granddaughter during May the Circle Be Unbroken. I was like, okay, you're not going to cry. It was magical. It was a magical moment.
Yes.
We do have to shout out our friend Daniel Diamond, who blinged out the guitars that Megan Maroney had on stage.
Okay.
Did you see that?
If you saw this, then you know how great it looked. We were told that he spent 168 hours bedazzling her setup. It was just gorgeous. All of these hanging guitars that were all bedazzled. I mean, she looked like Barbie. They mm-hmm. turned her around on the stage with all of these guitars hanging behind her. Okay, I'm going to ask you the question, favorite interview highlight.
I think we both have the same answer for this one.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Wiz Khalifa. Oh my gosh.
Well, and I think maybe the reason he was our top was because he was so unexpected.
Yes, because we were like, okay, we're going to get to talk to Wiz Khalifa, mm-hmm. and it's going to be really fun to talk to him about being here at Stagecoach. But then when we got into the interview, I know for me, I was just sitting here, I was staring going, we're talking to Wiz Khalifa.
I was legit staring, because when I asked him about country music, I said, are you going to do a country album? And he's like, oh, yeah. Like, it was just a foregone conclusion. But then when I kind of dove in and said, what do you like about country music? I just was not prepared for his answer.
100% the writing. And I might be a nerd about it, but I am a nerd. The thing that I love most about a country song is you can hear the first hook, not know it. Hear the first verse, get into it. Hear the pre-hook going into that, oh, I love it. Now you're singing the hook on the second time.
Yeah.
And then the second verse, okay, now the story's being told. Pre-hook, oh, I knew that from when they sang it again. And I know the hook next time it comes in.
Yeah.
I'm locked in. I know this whole song. Bridge is like gospel. It's like fucking bringing everything. You know, we setting it up. Now, last hook just brings it home. And that last hook just feels like, okay, now we're all friends. Now we know, you know what I mean?
Yep.
We came here together.
You can tell he is a student and just lover of music.
Yes,
and that
period.
Is always so lovely to see, despite genre. And that's the beautiful thing about music and why it transcends genre and why these things are so important. But what I loved, and I know you and I have talked about this ad nauseum at this point, but how kind he was.
Yes.
And at the end of the interview, you know, these artists have a lot to do. Mm-hmm. This was like before his set, like before he goes and closes out the festival. He could have been running around. His team could have just rushed him off. He stopped. He shook everyone's hand.
Yes.
The crew, us. He even was like, will you guys please come see my show? Will you come see my set? Even if it's just a little
even
bit.
Even just a little bit. I remember him saying that and I'm like, oh, I just.
Just, he was so lovely and we had the best time with him.
I really hope we do get to talk to him again.
Me too.
Because I loved him.
Me too.
So many of the artists that we talk to, we know really well. I mean, when Jelly sits down, it just feels like part of our country music family at mm-hmm. this point. You know, another artist that we met for the very first time was Shaboozey.
Another favorite. We love this guy. He's really gotten a lot of buzz since the release of Beyonce's album. He's on two of those tracks, but he told us he's been doing this for a while now.
You know, like I've just been in this space for a long time and just been super, just doing research and just listening to the music. And for a while, like, you know, I wanted to just do something and bring something different to music. So I've been doing like, just really been making this kind of Western inspired music for like 10 years now. You know what I mean? And at that time, no one was doing it. And I thought that's why it was awesome, because I didn't see a lot of people that looked like me doing this.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think that's important for people to see people that,
yes.
you know, diverse people and just yeah. inclusion in those spaces. So I think Beyonce had the same messaging and, you know, just tapped in, honestly.
I think we could have talked to him a lot longer, too. So as we were wrapping up, we invited him to do our podcast and he said he would. And we have it on tape, so we're going to hold him to it.
We have receipts, Shaboozey, so. I do feel like Stagecoach does a really good job of holding space for such a wide range of artists. Like, not just the contemporary artists, but the classic acts.
Yeah.
So they had Dwight Yoakam and Clint Black and Pam Tillis on the lineup. And then they bring in unexpected performers like Wiz and Shaboozey and Carin León and, I mean, who has been very successful in the Latin music mm-hmm. world. He's played Coachella, but Stagecoach wasn't even on his bucket list.
No, I've never. I've never dreamed about this. Like, you know, being at Coachella, being at Stagecoach at the same year. I never dreamed about this, to being here, like, now being here, like with these guys, sharing, like, the stage with all of this. It's like, you know, I don't want to wake up, you know.
He was such a great blend of genres for the Stagecoach lineup. The Stagecoach team knows people listen to all kinds of music. They do some late night parties with Wiz and Diplo and the Chainsmokers.
Oh, and when you said all kinds of music, you reminded me that we got some scoop from Hardy.
I can talk about it. I think I can talk about it. Yeah, I
have no, a, good. Look, you know me. I'm like, oh, if he's
I have an
quiet.
Album that comes out this summer.
Okay.
We like that.
And?
It's a rock album. Come it on is. Now.
Okay.
Come on now.
So you've leaned in.
Yeah.
I love this so
it's
much.
It's the best stuff I've ever done, ever.
He did a full rock set. Even his country hits like Give Heaven Some Hell and God's Country, he kind of flipped them. They were full on rock songs. He is a very angry young man on stage. I'm a little worried about him.
You could just tell Hardy's got that rock star in him.
Yes.
He's got that rock star in him for sure. Overall, it was such a great weekend and the weather was perfect. If I didn't say that before, which I know I did, I'm going to say it again. The weather was perfect.
It was. I really hope they invite us back next year. And I hope everyone listening will make plans to join us in Indio, California for Stagecoach 2025.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but first we'll leave you with something to think about.
We're going to read a quote and you have to figure out the artist who said it.
And then when we get back from the break, we'll play the audio and see if you were right.
This week's quote is from an interview we did at Stagecoach, so that gives you a little clue. Okay, Amber, go ahead.
Is my butt hanging out? My skirt was flying up the whole day.
Well, we know it was a female who said that. Keep listening, and we'll tell you up next on Country Heat Weekly.
Hey, y'all. I'm Hardy.
This is Ashley Cook.
Hi, this is Nate Smith, live from Stagecoach on Amazon Music.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, put your pencils down. It's time to reveal who said that.
Today, I was like, is my butt hanging out? It was so freaking windy. My skirt was flying up the whole day. That's what I was thinking about today.
Haley Witters.
We laughed so hard when she said that to us. Now you know what's really going on inside an artist's mind when they're on stage.
Love that girl.
Me too. Time now to serve up some hot topics. This is what everyone on Music Row is talking about. And right now, there's a lot of chatter about the ACM Awards.
Reba is back to host the show again. The first time she hosted was 1986.
So big hair, Reba.
Yes. She's also performing new music. Have we gotten any tea, though, on what that means? Like, is there a new album coming?
I haven't heard about that, but she is going to do our podcast before the awards, so we're going to get all the scoop. And I do know Reba has 16 ACM awards of her own in her trophy case.
She's the perfect choice to host. Yeah, I can't wait.
She really is. Now, they've announced the first round of performers for the show, which happens May 16th on Amazon Prime Video. It's stacked already, and this is just the first announcement. So our girl Kelsea Ballerini, Chris Stapleton, Jason Aldean, and Thomas Rhett were announced.
Well, TR's been pretty quiet lately.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if he's got new music to perform. That's exciting. Looking forward to seeing what he's up to, as well as Kane Brown, Cody Johnson, Lainey Wilson, and Miranda Lambert.
We just talked to Miranda last weekend. We had no idea she was going to be performing.
No clue.
We would have asked. She's also in the headlines this week because she has landed a new record deal.
That's right. She left her longtime label home last year and has been unsigned. But now she is at Republic Records out of New York, which is also the recording home for Taylor Swift.
Not to get too inside baseball for everybody, but it is interesting that Miranda signed a big label deal because she just launched her own smaller label focusing on Texas artists. We talked to her at Stagecoach about how the music industry has changed since she first came to Nashville and what kind of a label head she plans to be.
I'm putting out a record, you know, soon. And I like, well, how do people do this now? It changes every day. So right, yeah. I'm just trying to learn how to adapt. And, you know, I came from like stapling posters to a phone pole.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
And like a CD in a Walmart. Like, and now yeah. I'm like, how do we do it now? And I'm okay. trying to learn the new way every day. Yeah. I just want to be the artist for the artist. I'm not like a label exec. I'm like, I'm just the girl that you can call at midnight and be like, I'm having a rough one, or I went number one, or whatever. Whatever your high or low is, because it's hard to understand unless you've lived it.
Now, she debuted a new song called Wranglers at Stagecoach, so I gotta believe that will be the song that she performs on the ACMs.
I would think so.
Okay, what else do we have to talk about?
Okay, well, it's all females making news this week, it seems, and I'm here for it. There's a new documentary out on Max about the making of Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album. We haven't got to watch it yet because we've been a little busy in California, but a lot of our friends are in it, including Brothers Osborne and Tanner and Holly, the co-founders of the Black Opry.
Shout out to the Black Opry. They celebrated their third anniversary last week with a special show in Nashville honoring country music pioneer Alice Randall.
Now, Alice was the first Black songwriter to have a number one song in country music. She wrote Trisha Yearwood's X's and O's, and she's just released a book called My Black Country. And the Black Opry honored her last week while we were at Stagecoach with a very special show at City Winery.
So many good things happening for them. Congratulations to the Black Opry and all the artists they work with. They are doing such important work getting representation for artists of color at venues all across the country.
Over the next few weeks, we're going to be sharing more from our exclusive backstage interviews, including a bunch with ACM nominees. And if you haven't yet, make sure that you follow Amber and myself on social media. We are still posting pictures and videos and so much more. I'm the Kelly Sutton.
And I'm Hey, it's Amber A. We have wrapped up Hot Topics and moved on to the burning questions. We're all about the heat here on Country Heat Weekly.
So last weekend, we asked the stars, what's the number one reason they would tell fans to come to Stagecoach next year?
We got some great answers from Hardy, Ashley Cook, and Haley Witters.
Honestly, I think because of like right now, like the sunset with the music and like it's like the cool in the mountains. It's like something out of a dream.
The weather's amazing. The actual place, it feels like a movie, quite literally.
It just feels fun. You know, like the backstage area. I actually went out today in the GA area. I got a corn dog earlier. And yes, I'm just saying, like, they really do it up big at this festival. I like it.
This was Haley's second time at Stagecoach. And like Amber, she appreciated the better weather.
Last year, I was sweating my booty off. Me and Lainey, my girl Lainey Wilson, we were playing this stage that was in the middle of the field, and it had no cover. It was the middle of the day, and I just remember I like brought these ice bags, and I was shoving them in my boots and shoving them in my bra, and then I got out there to the stage, and Lainey's in her whole like bell-bottom thing, and I'm like, girl, and I just took my ice packs out and just like handed them to her. I was like, you gotta cool down. Yeah. So we were covered today. It's windier than crap, but it's not as hot. Yeah. And so that's a big difference today.
Haley's got a few years to go before she catches up to Miranda Lambert.
This is actually my fifth time.
Is it?
Yeah, it's my third time to headline. I just put that together. In fact, I wore this shirt and didn't realize it said 2007. That's the first time I ever played here.
What stage were you on?
I don't remember.
Like one of the little ones. Yeah.
Not the big one. For sure.
So just a reminder that next week on the pod, we have a very special guest.
She's a country music icon, a beloved television actress, a member of the Grand Ole Opry and the Country Music Hall of Fame.
And, oh yeah, she's hosting the ACM Awards for the 17th time.
Reba!
She's going to be in our center stage spotlight, and we'll have all the scoop to get you ready for country music's party of the year.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode and would love to have you post about it. Share it with a friend or find a way to work it into casual conversation.
Hey, we want to give some shout outs to Charlie, Elaine, Jennifer, and JC, who all checked in on socials after listening to the Jelly Roll episode. You can use the hashtag Country Heat Weekly and make sure that you tag us. I'm the Kelly Sutton.
And I'm Hey, it's Amber A. Okay, what are you going to wear next week when we interview Reba?
Definitely something fancy.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Country Heat Weekly is an exclusive production of Amazon Music. Senior producer is Joyce Reiser.
Recording engineer, Aaron Dethridge. Video director, Caleb McLaughlin.
Show editor, Jamie Colazzo. Production assistants from Madeline O'Connell and Jeremy Chua.
Our theme song, Country Time, was written and performed by Mia Byrne.
The team for Amazon Music includes Michelle Kammerer, Sarah DeMarco, Emily Belote, Jenny Tay, and Scott Weiss.
Production support services from Marley, Livy, Wicket, Osmo, Abby, Chuck, Gretel, Ziti, Pablo, Peso, Steve, and all the other very good dogs out there.
And a big thanks to the team at Stagecoach for the incredible hospitality this week. Find and follow Country Heat Weekly on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts, so you'll get the latest episodes as soon as they drop.
Hey, listeners, it's Will Arnett. Our podcast, Smartless, has crossed a milestone that seemed unfathomable when we started nearly 4 years ago, as we've just released our 200th 100th episode. Join us as we welcome the dynamic duo of hilarity, Steve Martin and Martin Short. You've seen them on screen together in The Three Amigos, Father of the Bride 1 and 2, and most recently, and only Murders in the Building. Both are comedic geniuses in their own right, but together they are always electric. And this episode of Smartless is no exception. I don't know if I've laughed more in a single episode than this one. We discuss their career arcs both separately and as a comedy team, how they met, who is more difficult to work with, and what motivates them today. Is Steve a better banjo player than Marty as a singer? Find out on this bicentennial episode of Smartless. Follow Smartless in the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Plus, you get to hear Sean cry. What a loser!